this is just next along the line of the Sermon on the Mount. We're almost ready to conclude what Jesus preached in His very first sermon. And as we had said before, this was the first sermon of His earthly ministry, was the longest sermon of His earthly ministry. And as you read it all the way through, you can see the connectivity of all of the different topics that we have discussed. They flow along very well. They seem maybe like a hodgepodge of topics when you break them out one at a time. But as you read through and study it and understand how Jesus is preaching, then you see where the topics all connect together and one flows right off of the next. This morning I want to look at the next topic, and I debated long and hard about looking at another message. Just come out of camp meeting this week, and God just gave us some of the greatest preaching that I've heard in my life. I tell you what, God did not let us down this week when it came to preaching His Word. And I tell you what, if you left out of here and felt like you didn't get preached to, then it ain't cause God didn't send it. I'll tell you that right now. You just didn't take your spoon and dip in the bowl is all I can tell you. But we just had good preaching this week. And sometimes when you come out of a good meeting like that, you'd like to throw out a lollipop every now and then, wouldn't you? You know? That way everybody can just take a lick of it and it's sweet and it's good and boy, that's just, you know, we're all pass that lollipop around a little bit, you know, and everybody get a good lick off of it and go home all sweet and happy and all. And I did my best. I promise you, I did my best to try to find a lollipop. And God said, just continue on in your series. And just continue on what you're doing. And so, I'm going to preach to you the next one. I want you to look at what the Bible says. Stand with me if you would. Let's pick up in verse 21. Bible says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. I don't have to read no more for you to understand why I didn't want to come in this morning and preach this message. Not everyone that saith unto me, he said, that says, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. He said, but he that doeth the will of my Father. Look what he said, which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? Have we not, and in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I, not me, not you, not the church, not society, but Jesus will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. You may be seated this morning. In his book entitled Growing Deep in the Christian Life, Charles Swindoll writes that several years ago in Long Beach, California, a fellow went into a fried chicken place late one afternoon and bought a couple of chicken dinners for himself and his date. The young woman that was at the counter at the chicken restaurant inadvertently gave him the proceeds from the day's sales instead of the chicken dinners. Now, this couple put the bag in the car thinking they had two chicken dinners and drove on out to the picnic site. And as they sat down, the two of them took out the bag and was opening it up to get the chicken dinners out and quickly realized that they possessed a whole lot more than chicken. They possessed a bag of cash, actually, that contained more than $800. Well, the man quickly put the money back in the bag and as the two got into the car, drove back to the restaurant. And as the man walked in, he realized that the manager was frantic. And so with the bag of money in his hand, he walks up to the manager and said this, the following quote. He said, I want you to know that I came here to get a couple of chicken dinners and I wound up with all this money. Here. and he gives the money back to the manager. Well, the manager, thrilled to death that he witnessed such rare display of honesty, said, "Thanks, great, hallelujah." He said, "Let me call the newspaper. I'm going to have your picture put in the local newspaper." He said, "You're the most honest man I've ever heard of." Well, the honest man quickly responded to the manager, "Oh, no, don't do that." And then he leans over closer and whispers to the manager, and he says, "You see, the woman I'm with is not my wife. And she's married too. Things on the outside ain't always what they appear to be on the inside." And that's what Jesus is talking about this morning. And I want us to understand what the Bible says. Because I want to preach a little bit this morning, and I'm going to do my best to just get out of the way quickly this morning. But I want to preach a little message called "When Profession Doesn't Match Practice." When profession doesn't match practice. Jesus comes along and he's still preaching this sermon. And he said, "I want you to understand, not everyone that calls me Lord is going to enter into heaven. There's a lot of folks in this world that calls Jesus Lord, but their profession's not matching their practice. And the Bible says they're not going to make it into heaven." Now, the Bible didn't say that everybody that said Lord wasn't going to make it into heaven, or everybody that did say Lord would make it into heaven. But the Bible said there are going to be some that will, because, hey, you know what? Their practice matches their profession. But then there's going to be others that say Lord, Lord, but they don't match what they say. Their lives that they're living doesn't match what they're saying. And the Bible said that person is not going to be brought into heaven. He's not going to be ushered into the kingdom of God. And you say, "Well, preacher, you know what? That kind of sounds like an old work salvation there. You know, the Bible says not everybody that says Lord, Lord's going to enter in the kingdom of heaven." He said, "But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven." Well, now, wait a minute now, preacher. That's a works thing you got going on right there. No, that's not a works thing. That's a salvation thing right there. Huh? That's a life-changing relationship is what that is right there. I just simply believe when a man or a woman gets saved and born again, I'm not talking about this phony religion stuff now. I'm not talking about just a little old shallow profession or saying a few words and getting up and somebody telling them that they're saved. I'm talking about being born again by the Holy Ghost of God. I'm talking about when the Spirit of God takes up residence in your soul. I'm talking about when the blood of Jesus washes all of your sins away. I believe that person's life will change. I believe that person will have a different heart. I believe a person will have a different motivation. I believe a person will seek to do all that he can to serve the King of Kings. I believe the person will have a desire to live in holiness. I believe he'll have a desire to live in righteousness. I believe he'll have a desire like this guy, to be honest. But I don't believe he'll have skeletons in the closet neither. I don't believe he'll be out here looking one way and professing one thing and behind closed doors doing something else. I believe the person will be born again. He'll live right, act right, and know who he's living for. And the Bible said not everyone that said... Now, I want you to look at something. This is a startling declaration to all those that were listening to Jesus, because they were all following him. And Jesus was going along giving all kinds of good teaching. And he said, hey, he said, you know what? He said, you can't serve God and mammon. He said, you can't serve two masters. And he said, if you'll seek the kingdom of God first and his righteousness, all these things shall be added unto you. And he said, hey, I want to tell you something. There's a couple of gates here you need to understand. There's straight gate and there's a broad way, and you need to get on that straight narrow path. He said, because I want to tell you why. He said, because not everybody that says Lord is going to heaven. Can I tell you, and this is not going to surprise you, but not everybody that's here this morning will go to heaven unless they're born again by God. Not because you're on the books, not because you come to Calvary, not because you sat here or you sang there or you gave over there or you did that. It's not everybody that says Lord makes it to heaven. But the Bible says, who is going to go to heaven then? Well, let's look at those that don't go to heaven. The first thing that the problem is they have a worthless profession. It's worthless. They're going around saying, yeah, he's Lord. Yeah, he's Lord. Yeah, he's Lord. And it's worthless. Because what they say don't match anything about their lives. What they say doesn't match anything about who they are. What they say on the outside is not what's going on the inside. What they say out in the open is not what's going on behind closed doors. And all these things, it's a worthless profession. I know it wasn't sweet like lollipop night, was it? It wasn't sweet. It ain't sweet. But I'll tell you right now, there's a lot of people that's on their way to hell right now thinking they're saved. There's a lot of people on their way to a flaming torment of eternity thinking because they said a few words, thinking because they went down and knelt a knee at an altar and somebody said, you prayed, and so therefore you're saved. Let me tell you something. The Bible said the one that knows he's going to heaven is the one that's doing God's will. You say, how can I know that I'm going to heaven? Live according to the Word of God. You'll know it every time. Preacher, do you worry about dying and going to hell? Not at all. Because I know the one that saved me. And I know the life that He gave me. And He didn't give me this life to live it and waste it foolishly on anything I want. He didn't give me this life to live it in according to my wills and desires. He didn't give me this life according to fulfill the lust of the flesh. He didn't give me His grace to live in lasciviousness. He gave me His Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. He gave me His blood that He shed on Calvary. And God changed my life. Not everybody. You know why? It's a worthless profession. It's worthless. And then they not only had a worthless profession, they had a wrong position. He said, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Now I want to show you something here. Well, preacher, I know John 3:16. John 3:16 says, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. I just believe. Preacher, I just believe. And so because I believe, I'm going to heaven. Well, I want to tell you something this morning. John chapter 11 and verse 25 says this. Jesus saith unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. See, you've got to let Scripture interpret Scripture. You take one Scripture out of context and you make a whole doctrine off of it and it still sends you to hell. I just believe we've got to take the Bible and let the Bible interpret the Bible. And you know what? The Bible said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. There you go, preacher. See, I interpreted John 3:16. He that believeth, I believe. Very next verse. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me. It's not about up here, folks. It's about right here. It's not about this right here. See, the devils believe there's a God and they tremble, but they still lost. And they're going to remain forever lost. It ain't about right here, folks. It's about right here. And when a man gets right here, right, all of a sudden the belief transfers into action. And he said, whosoever believeth, and he said, liveth in Him. See the position? You've got to be in the right position. It ain't about a profession. It's about being in the right position. And you can tell me and look me square in the eye and think you can go on and live in sin if you're placed right in the middle of Him. You tell me you're saved and you can walk out of here knowing that you're not serving God the way you ought to and you're right dead center in the middle of Him. I'll tell you, that's not what the Bible teaches, brother. And the God said, let the Word of God be true and every man be a liar. Let me tell you something. It's he that not only believes. I believe Jesus died on the cross. I believe He rose again on the third and appointed day. I believe that He was made sin for me so that I could become the righteous of God. I believe He took my sin. I believe He paid the price. I believe He did all those things. But none of that helps me until the belief changes who I am. None of it helps me. Not a bit of it. Whether I attend church here or go up the street or down the highway, none of that helps me until that changes who I am. Because not everyone that saith, Lord, Lord, is going to enter into the kingdom of God. And we come up with every reason in the world why we think that these individuals, and I'm not pointing fingers at anybody in here this morning in particular, I'm just saying we come up with a lot of excuses and a lot of reasons and rationale why these people are actually going to go to heaven when they have absolutely no desire to live for God. They have absolutely no desire to do the things of God. They have absolutely no desire to serve God the way they should. They have absolutely no desire to let God change their lives and have one of them life-changing experiences. I still believe all things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
And we'll rationalize, well, preacher, I'm going to heaven. What are you basing that on? I believe it. I believe Jesus died for me. Why are you living like He died for you? Well, I believe that He took my sins away. Then why are you living in sin then? Well, I believe that the blood of Jesus washed me and made me clean. Then why are you wallowing in the filth of this world? Let me tell you something right now. I just believe a man gets right with God. I believe his life is going to reflect that. Because he said he... There are people with worthless professions in the wrong positions. Wrong positions. Folks, you got to be in the right position. That's the only way to get to heaven. Because I'll tell you right now, Tiffany, honey, I'll use you. I don't mean no disrespect by this. But I've seen this girl come to the altar numerous times, haven't y'all? Y'all throw stones at me this morning. I've seen a lot of people come to the altar more than once and tell me they got saved. But then after a while, when the Holy Ghost of God comes back jerking on them a little more, they come back again and say, you know what? I realized I didn't get saved. I need to get saved. And you know what? Just because you came up here some time ago doesn't mean you're saved. Come on now. Come on now. I got the book over at the house, got your name in it. I'm going to tell you right now, just because your name, my name's in it too. And just because my name or your name's in it doesn't mean we're saved. Doesn't mean we're going to heaven. We can go to hell with our name on all these books, folks. We can go to hell with our name on every organization out here. We can go to hell and be the top dog of whatever it is we want to be. But I'll tell you right now, it doesn't matter who I am. It doesn't matter what my name is. It doesn't matter what accomplishments I've made in life. You know what matters to me is, did this man change my life? Did He change my life? Because not everyone that saith, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Folks, that's a startling revelation to these people hearing this message. And you know what? Not only was it a startling revelation, but you know what? There was some sheer deception also. Let me show you. You say, preacher, why did these people think they were going to heaven? Well, I'm going to show you. The Bible tells us why right here. Number one, they trusted in their own testimony. Who told you you were saved? Was it a preacher that told you you were saved? Did your mama tell you you were saved? Did your wife tell you that you were saved? Who told you you were saved? These people were relying on their own testimony. Because look what verse 22 says right there. Look what it says. It says, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord. They had their own testimony that He was Lord. But God never gave them that testimony. There may be some of you sitting here today, and I can't look in your heart and find out, but somebody's told you you were saved, but it wasn't God. Mom and Dad told you you're saved because you came to the altar. Church told you you're saved because they gave you a right hand of fellowship. Some preacher told you you're saved because he got down there and prayed with you and told you you were. Let me ask you, did God tell you you were? I'd love to sit there and tell you every one of you is saved. But you know what? Unless God tells you, no matter what I tell you. I want all of you to be saved. I don't want to see one of you die and lost in your sins. I want everybody to go to heaven. Take as many as Brother Jeff said this morning. Take as many as we can with us. But you know what? It can't be me that told you you were saved. God had to tell you you're saved. I preached this some time back, and sometimes you get good amens, and other times you get people staring at you like you're crazy. But God said there'll be a time when we'll stand before Him, and He'll say, enter in, thou good and faithful servant. Let me tell you something. God is not a God that He'll lie. And if you and I ain't been faithful to the kingdom of God, He's not going to tell us we've been faithful. We're not going to hear those words, enter thou in, thou good and faithful servant, if we've not been good and faithful. See, you know what they had? They were deceived because they had their own testimony. They were relying on their own testimony. They were relying on what they thought they were. They were relying on what somebody else thought they were. They were relying on past glory. They were relying on past accomplishment. I'm going to show that to you in just a second. They were relying on all those things, but they weren't relying on what God thought about them. And they said, many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord. And He look at him and say, I'm not your Lord. Did I tell you I was your Lord? I'm not your Lord. They were relying on their own testimony and they were relying upon their own accomplishments. Did we not prophesy in thy name? And in thy name, didn't we cast out devils? Lord, didn't I? Remember what I did? I did it all in your name too. Yeah. Hey, I know I'm saved because I did this and I did that. And God said, I don't care what you done. I don't care what you done. Because, folks, it's not about what you did. It's all about what He did. And if what He did don't change your life, whatever you do ain't going to change it. There's going to be many in that day. See, that's what scares me to death, brother. That's what scares the dog right out of me. And I don't know if any of you caught that in this passage or not, but you take a highlighter, you take a pen, you take some, you cut your finger and mark it in blood. I don't care how you mark it. You mark that verse 22 right there because the Bible said many will say. This ain't an isolated incident. This ain't one or two people got fooled along the way. Folks, this is thousands upon thousands upon thousands and thousands and thousands that die every day in their sins thinking that they're saved. Many will say in that day. Many. How's the odds here? This morning, 182 people here. Wonder how many in that group is going to stand before God one day and think that because they've said, Lord, Lord, relied on their own testimony, relied on their own accomplishments, and God's going to look at them and say, I never knew you. See, when I read that word many, that leads me to believe that when you get a big crowd together, there's going to be some of them in there that ain't going to make it. Not everybody. I know we don't like to hear that because we'd all like a good lollipop and tell us we're all saved and we're going to heaven and hallelujah, praise God. But I'll tell you right now, practice has got to match profession. Or otherwise, we're phony. And oh yes, I may fool you. And oh yes, Brother Mitch, you may fool me or somebody else. And Brother Jesse, them running fits might just all be for show. But I think it's, you know, but you know what? There's somebody one day, brother. Hey, we ain't going to fool him. We ain't never going to fool him. He knows. He knows our hearts. He knows where we stand. He knows everything about our lives. He knows whether or not our profession is real and true and it was a life-changing experience, or whether we just said the words, or whether we just lipped it all out, or whether we've relied on somebody else telling us we're saved or not. Folks, God knows those that are His, the Bible says. And God's not going to stand up in heaven and make a mistake. He's not going to stand up in heaven and kick somebody out that should have been there. And He's not going to stand up in heaven and bring somebody in that shouldn't have been. Folks, God's not going to make a mistake. He's going to take those that are born again by the Spirit of God that was washed in the blood of the Lamb, and their practice match their profession. That's who He's going to take with Him. And I want you to look at this last thing. I told you I'd be short. Look at this. Last thing is this. They not only trusted in their testimony, trusted in their toils, they had a sheer deception, but then there's a final sorrowful determination. Look what He denies. Jesus denies their profession. In verse 23, He says, and then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Never. Well, God, you knew me at one time. I know. I remember coming to that altar and saying a prayer. You knew me at one time. No, I never knew you. Yeah, but you know what? I remember casting that devil out in your name. No, you don't understand. I never knew you. But you don't, for you, you know what? I did these great marvelous works for you. But no, you don't understand. Understand, I never knew you. But God, how could you not have known me? I was there every Sunday. I did all kinds of wonderful things. I did this. I did. You don't understand what I'm trying to tell you. I never knew you. He denies their profession. I never. Not at one time did, but I never. Can you imagine living your whole life thinking that you're saved? Can you imagine that? Living your whole life, however old that is, living your whole life thinking that you're saved, and then stand before God on judgment day and Him look at you and say, I not at one time knew you and then don't now. I never knew you. Folks, that better sink in this morning. There's a lot of folks today, and like I said, I ain't pointing fingers at anybody this morning. I ain't pointing at you and you and you. I'm just saying there's people running around today playing these spiritual games with God. And got it in their head that, hey, you know what? I'm saved. Yeah, I can get by with maybe a little of this, or I can go over here and do that. Or, I, you know what? Let me tell you something. God says, I never knew you. Not one time did I ever know you. See, He denies their profession. I'm not denying your profession, and you're not denying mine. Because we can't look beyond this right here. This is what I can see, and I can look at your actions, you can look at my actions, and I know you tell a tree by the fruit it bears. There's something that's pretty obvious, but there's others that ain't quite so obvious. And you know what? It ain't my place to judge it, but I'll tell you right now, there's one that will one day. There's one that will one day. He denies their profession. Not only does He deny their profession, but He departs from their presence. He said, depart from me. Can't you imagine that? Stand before God, and you're standing there the moment that you die. I believe simply that I think we go on to be wherever we're going to. But I'm going to use this illustration. You just think about that. Here we leave this life, close our eyes in death, and immediately wake up and we stare God face to face. And we're sitting there thinking, yeah, we're all right. Yeah, I've been to that church for a long time. Yeah, I've heard the preaching of the Word. Yeah, I remember I even did this and did that. Yeah, I remember I gave to this and I did all these things. I remember singing and giving and praying. And all, I remember all these things. I'm in good shape. I stand before God. God, all right. Boy, I come from a godly line too. You know what? You know what? And some of you didn't come from it. You like me, you don't have a godly line to come from. But you know what? I tell you what, you turned over a new leaf. And hey, man, life got you all sudden different. And I'm standing before God and I'm just waiting for Him to say, hey, you've been faithful over a few things. Come on, I'll make you ruler over many things. Enter thou the joy of thy Lord. I'm standing just waiting for God to say it. And all of a sudden God looks at me and He says, I never knew you. Depart from me. You imagine that. You imagine that. Depart from me. How horrible that'd be to hear that one right there. I know that's just a picture. To hear that one right there look at you knowing, even with the scars in His hands and the scars in His feet, probably still got scars around His crown and got all of those things that happened unto Him. All of that. And Him look at you and you see in the scars, knowing He died to take your sins away. And Him look at you and say, get away from me. Get away from me. Your practice never matched your profession. And look at this last thing. He not only denies their profession, departs from their presence, but He declares their practice. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? Had in thy name cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? Woohoo! And He says, let me tell you what kind of works you did. Works of iniquity. Because this thing wasn't about me. You may say, well, I never wanted my name in the headlines. It couldn't have been about me. I never wanted to be the one that was up front and everybody shaking my hand telling me what a great job I've done. I never wanted all that, but you know what? Inside deep, didn't it make you feel good and you done it? You may not do it for man's praise, but you just stroke your own ego when you do it. Workers of iniquity. See, He denies their practice. He denies their practice. They thought they'd done wonderful things. Great things. Wonderful. Cast out devils. You say, they must have been right with God because they're casting out devils. Can I tell you what Paul said? He said, be it no marvel that even the messengers of Satan can be transformed into the angels of light. Hey, they'll cast out a devil to get you fooled. He said he'd come to deceive the elect if possible. No marvel. Well, surely a person must have been saved to do what they did. Surely a person must have been saved to be there for that. Surely a person must have been saved. Hey, it's no marvel. Even the devil can do them things. No marvel. But again, whether it fools you or whether it fools me, it doesn't fool him. Now, I'm here this morning, and I told you when I got here, I'd love to wrap you up a big old dum-dum this morning, and we just lick it all together. But I tell you right now, God says many, many will say in that day. That tells me it's serious, folks. Many will say in that day, Lord, Lord. And He'll look at them and say, depart from me. I never knew you. Let me ask you something today. What are you going to hear in that day? What's God going to tell you in that day? What do you think is going to come out of the mouth of God when you stand before Him one day? Well, preacher, I just believe He's going to say, enter in, thou good and faithful server. Well done. Come on in. What are you basing that on? Well, I believe. Great. Are you living it? Well, I grew up in church. Great. Are you living it? Well, I've done many wonderful works, just like Jesus said. Great. Who'd you do them for? Many will say in that day. Many. Many. You listen to me and know if you get one other word out of this message this morning, you get this word many stuck in your head. Many will say in that day. Many. 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 There's people all over this country, people all over this state, and people all over this county that's going to be listed in that many. Many. It's time to get that thing nailed down. It's time to get it right with God. It's time that spiritual games get put aside. It's time to stop being led around by the flesh and by the devil and by the things of this world. It's time to put God first. It's time to put everything else second. It's time to get right with God. Because there will be not one or two, but many that will say, Lord, Lord. God will say, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I never knew you. And God forbid that that would happen to any one of us here that know what the Bible says. You can make preparations now to know you stand before God, He'll look at you and He'll say, enter into the joys of thy Lord. What a wonderful day that will be when He takes off this old tattered garment of flesh, brother. Hallelujah. Takes off this old body of flesh and He gives me a body likened unto His. And He wraps me up in a robe of righteousness. Never more, Brother Eric, will I even have the capability of sinning anymore. Never again will I ever have the capability of ever letting Him down again. Oh, I've tried to live for Him the best I can in this life, but I've made my mistakes. But you know what? I'm glad that I have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous, and I try to do what's right, and I try, but sometimes I fail, sometimes I'm not there, sometimes I do wrong, but I'm glad that one day I'll never do another wrong again. I'm glad one day that finally all of my practice will match my profession. What about you? What about us this morning? Some of you here this morning might be playing spiritual games with God. I'm basing that I'm saved on this, that, this, that. But God's never told you. God's never told you. I'm basing, I'm saved on this testimony that I got. But it's not matching your practice. There's going to be one or two. No. Many. Many want to. Many will say in that day, Lord, Lord. And He'll say, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I never knew you. You can get out of that today. You can once and for all come to Jesus today and have a real honest experience with Him. Don't be like that old guy that we read that story about at the beginning. True story, by the way. Seemed like an honest fella, didn't he? Just taking his gal out for a date. Went by the local chicken house, brother. Picked him up a couple of old box dinners. Got him a big old mess of cash. Felt bad about getting cash instead of the dinner and run it back as quick as it could. Old manager thought, man, I ain't never seen a guy like this before. Boy, I'd pump him up. And he says, no, you. I wonder if there's somebody in here, hey, if God was to shine a spotlight, you'd have to go. Hey. Is your practice matching your profession today? Think about it. Because there's going to come a day we're going to stand before God. And God doesn't grade on a curve. God says, did you truly accept my Son? Did you truly get born again? Because when you get born again, all these things that used to be priority gets under here because the Son of the living God gets here. Every day, all the time, right here. Would you stand this morning? Brother Eric, would you get me a song this morning, brother? Page 321 in your hymn book, if you would. Hey, I'm going to ask you right now. Because I can't look at you today and tell you what your practice looks like in comparison to your profession. I can't do it. And I'm not going to try to do it today. But there is somebody here that can. And that's you. That's you. Are you serving God with all of your heart? Do you love the Lord Jesus with everything you have? Is He number one in your life all the time? Or would you like to be, or would you have to admit you're like this old boy over here? Yeah, you know, I do some good things at times, but you know what? If I had to be truthful, there's some things. And they'll keep you out of heaven. I want to ask you today as we sing, won't you come? Say, God, no more spiritual games. God, no more things coming before you. God, if there's things in my life I'm hanging on to, I got to get rid of them. God, if there's things I'm messing around with today, I'm going to stop it. If there's things you told me to get rid of, I'm going to break apart. I'm going to depart from. I'm getting it all out of the way. Folks, this is what revival's all about right here. This is true Holy Ghost revival when we do this. This is not just coming for services. This is not even getting goosebumps about the preaching. This is not just having a good time with the singing and fellowship. Folks, this is true Holy Ghost revival. This means, you know what? This means, hey, you know what? If I'm a drunk, I just got to put down the booze, brother. If I'm a sot, I got to get rid of it. If I'm out here and I'm fornicating something, I got to stop it. If I'm out here and I'm a lion, the lion's got to quit. If I'm out here and I'm a stealing, the stealing's got to stop. If I'm unfaithful to the house of God, I got to start getting faithful. Let me tell you something. It's time that practice matches profession. Because that's real revival. That's what it's all about. Because let me tell you what's going to happen to them goosebumps. Come Tuesday, they're going to be gone. I wish I'd get a witness this morning. Come Tuesday, Brother Ward, you ain't going to feel them goosebumps anymore. Because the world's going to come at you on Monday, and your devil's going to lay the right hand to you, brother, right in the gut. And then he'll come around the left cross. And you know what? Them goosebumps are going to be gone. And all of a sudden that flesh is going to start rising up again. And it's going to want to do its own thing again. And it's going to forget about what the man preached on Friday. It's going to forget about the little girl getting saved on Thursday. It's going to forget about the man that preached on Wednesday. It's going to forget about those things. And it's going to have a pull. And it's going to have an attraction. And it's going to be drawn back to that old mess again. But let me tell you something. When you have a life-changing experience with God, He'll break that in your life. He'll set you free. Hallelujah. Whom the Son sets free will be free indeed. That's revival. Brother Eric, that's revival, brother. That's true Holy Ghost revival. I'm asking you today because I don't know your heart. I can't look at you and tell you what's going on. I don't know. But you do. And it's time. It's time, because many will say in that day, many, not one or two, not just that one down the street or this one over there, but there'll be some in here that one day will stand before God and they'll say, "Yes, Lord, Lord, I was a member of Calvary Free Will Baptist Church. Yes, I gave tithes to them. I sang in the choir. I was an usher. I taught Sunday school. I did these things." And you know what? He's going to say, "I never knew you. I never knew you." Do you want to hear those words? Do you want to hear those words? Or would you rather have the Son of God look you in the face, eye to eye, and said, "Welcome, thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Come, I'll make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." I don't know about you, but I want to make sure that my practice matches my profession, because I want to be ushered into that position. Hallelujah. Go ahead, brother. The rest is up to you this morning.
Careless soul, why will you linger?
God's want to do a work this morning.
For your life will soon be gone. Oh, how
come on. Come on.
Face the judgment.
Prepare. Make preparation now. Today, make preparation.
Why so thoughtless are you standing while
come on. There's others this morning. Come on. Come on. Prepare. Make preparation. Today is preparation day. Today's preparation day. Come on. Come on. Come on. Today. There's going to be a day we're going to stand before God. Make preparations for today. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. I don't know your life. I'm not with you 24/7. But there's things going on there. You don't have control of them. There's things going on. It seems like life is falling apart. It seems like there's no hope. Whatever I try, the devil just tears it right back down. I'd like to have it fixed up. I'd like to have it. Let me tell you how to do it. I've been there. I've lost my wife. I've lost my family. I've lost my job. I've lost my house. I'm sleeping outside on a concrete step. Let me tell you something. I can tell you exactly how to get it right. You just come get yourself right with God and let God put all the rest of it back together. Hey, you know, you may look at it and say, "I got to get my marriage back right." Let me tell you something. Just get yourself right. You may say, "I need to get my job right." Just get yourself right. You may say, "I need to get my house and my kids right." Just get yourself right. When you get yourself right, you'll realize just what God does on the outside. But it takes a heart that says, you know what? I got to get serious now. Because I got to prepare to meet my God. I got to prepare to meet Him. You got to prepare to meet Him one day. And I hope it's a long time down the road. I don't want to see any of you go anytime soon. I hope we live another 50, 100 years. But I'll tell you right now, one day we're all going to have to prepare to meet our God. We're going to have to prepare. Won't you come? We'll sing another verse for you. Won't you come? Maybe God has laid someone else on your heart this morning. Hey, and you know there's things going on with them that's a mess right now. You know what? God is burdening you to pray for them. Would you come? Would you come this morning? Hey, one day there was Elijah there, and he said, you know what? He said, I'm looking for somebody to stand in the gap.
To meet my God, careless soul, oh, heed the warning, for your life will soon be gone. Oh, how sad to face the judgment, unprepared.
Come on.
To meet thy God.
Come on. Just keep singing, brother, if you would. Come on right now. Well, you know God's here this morning. Come on.
If you spurn,
come on. Now, I don't know. I don't know right now. But you know what? Just now we had a bunch of cake. Said, I'm going to go pray for somebody else. Are you who they're praying for?
To meet thy God.
Is that you today they're praying for?
Oh, heed the
warning. Hey, won't you come today? Won't you come today? Let God honor their prayers. Come on right now. You say, preacher, if I came, wow. Let me tell you something. I don't care. I don't care. I'm asking you, are you willing to come to Jesus today?
Unprepared to meet thy God.
Come on. Come on, while they're praying, they're still praying.
Hear you not.
Come on.
The earnest pleadings of your friends.
Come on.
That wish you well and be glad.
Come on.
Before tomorrow, you'll be called to meet your God. Careless soul, oh, heed the warning. For your life.
Face the judgment of God. Jesus already took God's judgment for you. He bore it all for you. He bore it all for you right now. 2,000 years ago on Calvary, He bore it for you.
Wandering from the fold of God, hear you not the invitation.
Come on. It's things about getting right with God and staying right with God. It's things about the Holy Ghost of God coming out in your heart. Hallelujah. And the blood of Jesus washing away all of our sins. And a joy that's unspeakable and full of glory coming in. Let me tell you something. What do you got right now that was better than what you got with Jesus? There ain't nothing better than what Jesus gave you. It's the greatest you'll ever know. What are you willing to give that up for? What are you willing to give that up for? You say, I got this right here. I got to hang on to this. No, let me ask you a question. What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Well, I got to take this right. No, let me ask you something. What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? But you know what? You don't understand. I've got all this going on. Let me tell you something. What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? There's nothing greater than your soul this morning. It's the greatest possession you've got is your soul this morning. And there's nothing like it. It's precious in the eyes of God. We sing one more verse and I'll let you go, I promise you.
Hear
come on.
You not
come on.
The earnest pleadings of your friends.
Come on.
That wish you well. And perhaps
come on.
Before tomorrow,
know Jesus loves you. You know He's standing here right now telling you if you'll come. You know what? Even that old prodigal son was nothing but a filthy wretch. Filled himself up with the things of this world. But there was that father who saw him from a distance. Came running to him when he showed up. Put his arms around him. He'll do that for you, too. He will.